Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, somebody who's been with us for almost 23 of those years, our good friend Barbara Weltman. Big Ideas for smallbusiness.com is a website. Barbara, you got a book, a new book, 500, what? What is it, 500 what?
500 plus Big Ideas for Your Small Business, which is a compilation of my daily tips that I've been posting for years, plus many more, and it's an ebook on Amazon, and I think it's inexpensive and can really be a big help to you.
Inexpensive but high value, my friends. Please
high
check this out.
Yes.
They get it on Amazon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's at Amazon.
500 plus big ideas for small business, folks. It's
for your small business.
For your
and you
small
can
business.
Find it through my website, too.
Yeah, go to bigideasforsmallbusiness.com. So check that out, folks.
Yep.
You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Buy two, give one away. Hey, Barb, what else do we need to know about our taxes going forward?
Well, I think that there are some new things on the returns this year. For example, self-employed individuals are, we talked earlier about the paid family leave and paid sick leave for employees. Well, self-employed individuals can claim an equivalent income tax credit on their 2020 returns if they can show eligibility. And there's a new tax form for doing this. And it,
how
is and
that work? How does that work?
Well, you have to, it's Form 7202, and the instructions to the form will explain how this works, but it's an income tax credit. Remember,
remind us how you qualify.
You show that you could not work because you were sick from COVID, or you had to take care of your children because their daycare was closed, and those kinds of things. You're saying the same as an employee qualifying for the paid benefits. So it's an equivalent break for self-employed individuals. Another thing for self-employed individuals, which is kind of a real interesting kind of escape hatch, is that you can elect to defer part of your Social Security tax, which is part of self-employment tax, and there's a new portion on the schedule for your self-employment tax to do this, and you don't have to make this decision until you file your return. So we were talking about if you were underpaid, you know, or if to avoid penalties, you might just elect the deferral and then avoid any penalties. Or if you weren't underpaid, you just pay your self-employment tax as usual and don't worry about having to pay half in 2021 and the other half in 2022. So that's a real opportunity for some self-employed individuals. And another thing to think about is that during the pandemic, many employees took work and became self-employed, kind of like gig work or whatever. And they have to become savvy about taxes because regardless of how much they earn, they're going to have to report that income,
is it $600 if it's over a certain amount?
That's only what gets reported, but you're supposed to pay tax on everything. Whether it's reported or not.
But my point is if there's over a certain amount, the people you work for are going to send the IRS a 1099, whether you get it or not. And if it doesn't show up on you, if it doesn't match up on your return, then they're going to come looking for you.
Absolutely, that's one of the biggies that they're going to look for that, and they're going to their computers do the matching. So it's
right.
A no-brainer. You better make sure you report all your income. That's the bottom line here.
Mm-hmm. Barbara, before we wrap up, we got about 30 seconds. Do you see a tax, another tax bill, another adjustment, something that the Biden administration would do to hurt us from a tax standpoint in the next 12 months?
Yes. I don't know hurt. I definitely see a new tax bill within the next 12 months.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is there are going to be some aspects that are good and some aspects that are not going to be good, and who knows how ultimately it impacts each business owner, each business. It's going to be case by case. Some are going to benefit and some are not.
We've been promised it. The Biden administration promised it, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't fulfill their promise. Hey, Barbara, good job today. Come back soon.
You bet.
We'll get you back next month. We'll celebrate that anniversary. Barbara, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com. Check out her website. Check out her 500-plus ideas on her book, her ebook there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.